With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, April 28th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Yesterday, the Galen Catholic boys golf team continued their unbeaten conference schedule with a dual win over Trinity Christian at Willow Creek Golf Course by a final score of 189-196. And the Jays were treated to a near-perfect day by way of the weather, which has been a nice change of pace from earlier in the season. The 189 team total, however, was their highest nine-hole total of the season, thanks in large part to the near 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts throughout the meet. Head coach Nathan Carlson says it was good to see his guys be able to stay resilient while dealing with the wind.
I thought they were hitting the ball decently well. The wind picked up toward the end, and it made it a little tricky. Playing the wind, you know, when you're used to it going straight the whole time and then halfway through it starts switching around on you, it can get a little tricky. So I think some of us struggled with that a little bit, but we powered through and got the win, so that's nice.
The Jays upped their Warrior Conference record to 6-0 with the win, continuing the success they've seen all season. Coach Carlson attributes this year's success to the experience the Jays have from last season.
I think just experience from the last couple of years of actually playing in these and being on varsity as younger kids, not getting super overwhelmed when they come to like our meet yesterday when we had a 3A school there that had kids shooting below par. They have seen that before and don't just lose their minds when they see good shooters. So I think experience is very key there.
Dawson Barthel's having a fantastic season for the Jays. He earned another medalist honor for the meet, finishing nine holes with a score of 38. And that was five strokes better than Trinity Christian's Alec DeBoer, who shot a 43 to finish second yesterday. Coach Carlson says Barthel's drive to improve makes him an outstanding golfer.
He is just very intrinsically driven to be the best he can be. He will shoot a 38 like this, and he will be able to nitpick a shot here or a shot there that it could have been even lower. So I would not be surprised if he doesn't listen to me and he goes out and starts tweaking a little bit here and there tonight. But I just think he's got that desire to be the best he can be, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get there.
And the Jays are finally finishing up a stretch in their schedule in which they had four meets in 4 days, thanks to, of course, some rescheduling due to the weather. Now Galen Catholic is getting ready for a couple of days off before they compete in the Warrior Conference Tournament on Monday at the Ridge in Sioux Center. And Coach Carlson wants his guys to take things easy in preparation for what could be a long day of golf.
We have another 18-hole meet Monday. That's the conference meet, and it's hilly and it's long and it's going to be windy again, so you're going to be walking into the wind. And they have prom this weekend, so they're going to be up all night on their feet probably till 1 o'clock again, because you know how prom goes. So yeah, just get some rest, get some water. You can take one day off, like you said. We've played, quick math, 45 holes in the last probably 70 hours, so one day off I think will be probably a good idea.
And the Jays will finish with three more Warrior Conference duels to end the regular season coming up the first week of May before they compete in sectional golf in Primgar on Tuesday, May 9th. Taking a look at the rest of the sports scores and results from yesterday, we'll continue with the golf trend before we get to the Drake Relays. In girls Warrior Conference golf, it was Akron Westfield demolishing West Sioux 201-307. Katie Johnson earned medalist honors for the Westerners, shooting a 42. Hartley Melvin Sanborn, they defeated Unity Christian 206-224. And it was South O'Brien beating Harris Lake Park 221-260. Going back to the boys' side, Akron Westfield, they took it to West Sioux 165-194. Carter Wilkin shot a 36 to earn medalist honors for the Westerners. Unity Christian took down HMS 162-199, and Harris Lake Park 185-207 winners over South O'Brien. Now to the Blue Oval in Des Moines. The Drake Relays taking place yesterday, and a number of field events with Plymouth County athletes taking part in the festivities. The girls' discus throw started things off in the afternoon session yesterday, and it was Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's Allie Schweitzberger taking fourth place in the Drake Relay high school class, she with their best throw reaching 134 feet 11 inches. matches. Lauren Kunkel of Hinton also made the finals in the discus, and she finished seventh, throw of 131 feet 9 inches. Good showing for both of our Plymouth County discus throwers. To the boys' high jump, and that's where three Plymouth County athletes were able to get things going. Sione Fafita from Lamar's had a chance to tie his school record from earlier this year of 6 feet 7 inches, but couldn't quite clear the bar. He finished tied for ninth at 6 feet 5 inches. Bo Goodwin of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central, he tied the program's record of high jump with a 6 feet 5 inch jump, but he wasn't able to clear 6'7", so he finished 16th in the field. Wanding Hosniang from Lamar's finished 22nd in the field with the best jump of 6'3". Good showing from all three of our high jumps yesterday in the Drake relays. And finally, in the boys' shot put, Ian Blau of Akron Westfield was part of the first heat, but that didn't deter him from making the finals and making some noise. He placed 6th at the Drake relays in the shot put with the best throw of 53'11.25". Got these results and more on our website at KLEM1410.com. And we keep it tuned to the track where, while it was Schweitzberger and Goodwin in Des Moines, the rest of the KPWC track team was in Mapleton for an invite hosted by MVAOCOU. Some of the individual highlights include the KPWC girls sprint medley team taking second place. 3,000 meters saw Rachel Putz take second. Devin Metcalf on the boys' side took second in the 3,200 meter. The girls' shuttle hurdle took second place. The 4x2 on the girls' side for KPWC in Mapleton yesterday. That was Allison Ranking, Brooklyn Bielner, Sydney Duskett, and McKenna Bowman. They took the top spot with a time of 1:53.59. Avery Schrader was second in the 100-meter hurdles. 200-meter dash saw McKenna Bowman, and Allison Ranking run second and third with times just a hair under 28 seconds. 1,500-meter run, Rachel Putz continued her great day, taking second place, 5:26.43 her time. In the girls 4x100 relay, they took second place, as did the boys 4x100 meter relay, and the girls 4x4 for KBWC took second place. The Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central girls finished second in the team standings with 139 points. Dennis Schleswig won the MVAOCOU invite. The KPWC boys were sixth with 71 points. Wes Monona won that invite with 160 points. Again, all these results, including a link to detailed individual results, they're up on our website, KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab, in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. To some postseason assignments released by the Iowa High School Athletic Association yesterday, the tennis postseason assignments for Lamar's community were released. District tennis tournament and sub-state tournament assignments. Let's take a look at the district assignments. The Lamar's community boys, they'll be part of the district tournament held at Dennis and Schleswig. That's coming up on Monday, May 8th. And they will be competing against individuals from Bishop Heelan, Cherokee, Dennis and Schleswig, Lewis Central of Council Bluffs, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Council Bluffs St. Albert, and Storm Lake. Again, that's going to be coming up on May 8th as part of the individual districts. And then in the team sub-state, the Lamar's community boys have been paired up with Bishop Heelan, Cherokee, Esterville Lincoln Central, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Spencer, Spirit Lake, and Storm Lake. And those brackets will come out at a later date. The brackets will be released the week of May 1st. The sub-state tournament is expected to get started on Friday, May 12th. Again, those assignments coming from the Iowa High School Athletic Association yesterday. Now let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. More action at the Drake Relays. Of course, a lot of high school athletes, but also a college athlete from Plymouth County will compete today. Taking a look first at the high school ranks, the Lamar's girls sprint medley team is going to compete at the Drake Relays. Five runners are eligible for that for the Bulldogs, including Aubrey Lusing, Stella Hector, Jenna Allen, Maddie Holes, and Savannah Manley. Of course, one of those will not be running in the sprint medley, but is traveling as an alternate. Individuals events include Ian Blau of Akron Westfield. He's throwing the discus this morning. Bo DeRocher of Hinton in the long jump. And it's Bailey Bouvier of Hinton in the high jump. So a couple of Hinton jumpers. And of course, Ian Blau trying to go for another great showing for Akron Westfield in the throws. And speaking of the throws, at the college level, it's Brandon Vanderslice, Lamar's community alum, now with the University of South Dakota. He'll be throwing the shot put at the Drake Relays later today. Taking a look now at the rest of the sports schedule, lots of team action starting in tennis. Lamar's Community hosting an MRAC double duel. The Bulldogs will take on Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln and Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson here at Lamar's Community. And Sergeant Bluff Luton will also be in action, taking on AL and TJ as well. In boys' tennis, the opposite. Lamar's will head down to Council Bluffs to take on AL and TJ, as will Sergeant Bluff Luton. In girls' soccer, West Sioux is in town to take on Lamar's at Jim Lorenzen Field. Sioux City North is at Tri-Center. Trainers at Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln and Logan Magnolia is at Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. In boys' soccer, Lamar's Community heads up to Hayward to take on West Sioux. AHSTW is at Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson and Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln's at Trainer. In Warrigal Conference golf today, a number of non-conference matchups. One conference matchup sees Akron Westfield at South O'Brien. Non-conference contests include MMCRU at Western Christian. The Hinton boys, they take on Cherokee and Woodbury Central in a triangular, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Sioux Central. Finally, in track, again, of the athletes, or of the teams, I should say, that will be without athletes at the Drake Relays, they are still competing today. That's Galen Catholic, Hinton, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central. They're in action at a meet hosted by River Valley today. Akron Westfield is at a meet hosted by Boyden Hall Rock Valley, and the MMCRU Royal Coeds are today in Marcus. They are also going to be attended by Remsen St. Mary. So we've got six Plymouth County track teams in action around the area today. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or be sure you can follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.